The doctor sat back in his seat and nodded thoughtful approval.
"Ah, interesting idea. Perhaps that would have been the verdict in this case had it been tried in a Scottish court."
"Perhaps it would," Enzo smiled. "I believe your father was Adam Killian's physician at the time of his death."
"Yes, he was, and retired not long afterwards. He was a good age even then. He and a couple of other Highland practitioners were involved in setting up the Maison Médicale in the 70s. Prior to that he had his own cabinet in the family home in Le Bourg, where I live now with my own family."
"And I don't suppose you could cast any light on his medical dealings with Killian?"
"I'm afraid not. I had only been in the practice a short time then, and I never had any contact with Killian myself. My father's really the only one who could have told you. But there wouldn't be much point in asking him now. He is over 90.
"He's still alive?"
Enzo couldn't conceal his surprise.
"Oh yes, very much so. And still lives with us at home."
"Do you think I might be able to talk to him anyway?"
"Well, yes, of course you could."
A momentary sadness seemed to flit across his face, so fleeting that Enzo almost missed it.
"But I'm afraid it won't do you any good."
He glanced at his watch.
"Look, it's almost midday. I won't have any more patients now before lunch. Why don't you come back with me to the house?"
He lifted his cell phone and hit the speed dial.
"I'll just call my wife and let her know to set another place at the table."
The Servat family lived in a big rambling house on the corner of the Place du Leret, opposite Le Triskel, a pub that offered coffee and rooms. This was a small square behind the church, at the centre of a maze of tiny streets that fanned out from it like the spokes of a buckled bicycle wheel. The tiny terrasse in front of Le Triskel was deserted, parasols tied up for the winter, the sun melting frost on plastic tables and chairs. Opposite a peach-painted cottage with green shutters that housed the Crédit Agricole Bank stood the building that characterized and dominated the square. It was a crumbling, white two-story house with a square tower punctuated on three sides by rows of holes the size of cantaloupes. At first, Enzo thought it might be some elaborate sort of pigeonnière, but Alain Servat caught his curious glance in its direction and laughed.
"A hard one to guess, isn't it? It used to be the town's fire station. They hung the hoses up in the tower after use. The hoses were to ventilate it so they would dry quickly."
He led Enzo through a gate into a narrow path between extravagantly towering shrubs that almost completely obscured the pale lemon and blue of the house. Giant hydrangeas with pink and blue flowers fading now in the late autumn. Tall, corn-coloured fronds sprouting through a profusion of yellowing leaves, spiky green grasses that grew taller than a man. A man.